If you would indulge me for just a moment, please close your bulletin and look at the image on the front. You may have already noticed that it is an upside-down map of the globe, and it has the sermon title, Citizens of Heaven, on the top. The interesting thing about that is that with a globe, there's not actually a top or a bottom. It just goes around and around. Granted, I've always felt and been taught that the north is up and the south is down. I might even have assumed at one point that this was how God created the world. Now, maybe you're a little more in touch with logic than I am, and maybe you already knew that our concept of up and down and right and left, north and south, east and west, are all just constructs of our political and social boundaries, all created by people, not by God. Or perhaps, like me, you just hadn't really given it that much thought. It wasn't until I took a class in seminary entitled Jesus in the Global Perspective that my own perspectives changed. We watched a video of a Ghanaian theologian named Kwame Bediako, who was giving a lecture to his students in Ghana about the spread of Christianity. He had a world map mounted onto a board in front of the room, and it looked like every world map I had ever seen. But then he did something unexpected as he was speaking. He rotated the board until the map was upside down and explained that Christianity used to be central in the northern and western hemispheres. We know, of course, that Christianity, the Jesus movement, if you will, began in the ancient Near East, what is today Israel and Palestine, and expanded throughout Europe and parts of North Africa, although that's predominantly Muslim today. Then with exploration and colonization, Christianity expanded to the American continents. However, in the modern age, especially toward the turn of the 21st century, expansion of Christianity has exploded in Africa and Asia, so that if you were to look up the numbers of the Christians in the world, the charts have flipped. For example, I actually did look up the numbers. In the year 1900, according to the World Christian Database, there were almost 460 million Christians in the global north, with only 98 million Christians in the global south. By 2025, the global north grew to having almost 824 million Christians, while the global south now boasts of 1.8 trillion. That means that Christians in the southern hemisphere grew to having That means that Christians in the southern hemisphere grew from roughly 17.6% in the year 1900 to 68.9% this year. Now, while I do not have the statistics on this, it is my understanding that there are a rising number of African and Asian missionaries who are being sent to Europe and the United States to mission to us. We are now the mission field. I think this is important and even vital to find ways to shift our perspectives and decentralize our own place in the world. When we keep ourselves at the center, everything we encounter is interpreted through our own lenses. Anything that is different from us is considered foreign, which too often has a negative connotation, or exotic, which sounds much nicer, but still connotes something other. When we centralize our own reality as being universal, we forget that to someone from Nigeria or Indonesia, our ways are foreign and exotic. Paul seems to have this urgency in helping us to decentralize our own sense of identity in relation to the places we live. He writes to the church in Philippi, but he tells them that they are citizens of heaven. He could just as easily be writing to the Christ followers in the United States. He tearfully warns us not to be like the enemies of the cross, who stuff their bellies and set their minds on earthly things. Can you sense the desperation in his message? The ways of this world are on a collision course with destruction. Those who only seek to serve themselves are in for a rude awakening. Of course, the answer is to imitate Paul as he imitates Christ. When we allow our perspectives to shift and we decentralize our own experiences, it opens our eyes to the stories of others. Instead of filling our own bellies, we have the opportunity to empty ourselves for the sake of others, just as Christ emptied himself for us. Citizenship does indeed come with rights and privileges, as well as responsibilities. As we continue on our journey through Lent, I invite you to look for ways in which you can shift your perspective on the things and people of this world. If we, like Abraham, have entered into a covenantal relationship with God, if we are truly citizens of heaven, then it is our duty, our right, and our privilege to imitate Christ in bringing heaven to earth. We shall turn systems upside down to elevate those society deems the least of these. We shall feed the hungry and clothe the naked. We shall give precedence to marginalized ahead of the powerful. We shall even allow our own voices to take a back seat in favor of giving space to voices that have been silenced for too long, voices we once thought of as foreign, exotic, other. Friends, we are living in a time in which our dual citizenship between heaven and earth is more important than ever. May we all, like Paul, walk as Jesus walked and love as Jesus loved. Amen.